So much motorsport happening this weekend. The 2017 Supercars Vodafone Gold Coast 600 this weekend. Exciting stuff. One of the toughest circuits in the country. Very good morning to Matt White. G'day, Matt. How are you, buddy?
Good, thanks, mate. Great to speak to you.
Great to catch up with you, mate. Always busy, but surfers paradise. It's a tough life, mate, isn't it?
Well, I can tell you, I've just gone for a big long walk this morning doing a stack of work on the phone, and not bad when your office is the Surfers Paradise beach strip. So I've been for a nice little walk along the beach there and grab my paper, and I'll head over to the track and wait for the chaos to unfold.
Yeah, terrific, and chaos is exactly what it'll be. That's what people expect each and every year, because it really is a tough circuit, isn't it? One of the toughest street circuits.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what you just said about it being, you know, the toughest. You know, Mount Panorama is a different beast entirely, and it seems like a lifetime ago that we were there, but it was only just a few weeks. I spoke to quite a few people yesterday. Betty Klemenko, for instance, said to me, I haven't really had time to think about what happened at the mountain because she's been busy and doing a lot of family stuff. And she said, you know, people start congratulating me here and it's really starting to sink in. So it's interesting how you've got to change your mindset from a massive weekend at Mount Panorama to a brutal weekend here. It looks short, sharp and sweet, but gee, it's long, hard and punishing.
There's no doubt about that. And of course, two questions for you. Jamie Whincup or Fabian Coulthard?
For the championship?
For the championship.
Oh, mate, that's a good question. I'd say the real question is, what about Scotty McLaughlin and Chas Mostert? So there are four in this game at the moment. We've got this event, we've got Pukekohe in New Zealand, then we've got the Newcastle finale. So I don't think really we can start talking about who's left to fight it out until after they come away from New Zealand. I'm not prepared to say either of those. I think Scotty's still got something in the bag. But I just think, yeah, it's so hard to draw a line through Shell V Power Racing at the moment. So if everything does go his way, Fabian will end up there. But, oh, mate, I really couldn't. It's like trying to pick the winner this weekend, Matt, man. You simply cannot put a finger on who could go well here because there's just way too many variables.
Cameron Waters, Todd, Rick Kelly, how are they going to go there?
Look, I'm really impressed with Cam. We know that he had that breakthrough at Sandown with Richie Stanaway. Todd's in pretty good form as well, and Rick's always in great form. You know, they do like this circuit. I'm sure Todd's won up here before. The thing that I really like about what Cam and Richie are doing is, for young blokes who sometimes you've got to have a leash on them, PRA, Pro Drive Racing Australia, are prepared to let that leash go because they're two young guys with level heads. You know, they really want to fight and fight hard at the front, and they'll take the risk, but they still have the level head. And when you look at this circuit on the weekend and you see the aerial shots of how narrow this is, you know, it's a street circuit, it's got concrete lined the entire way around, the risk versus reward here is enormous. And for guys like Cam and Richie, maybe a couple of years ago, you'd get a bit nervous sending them out.
Yeah.
I think this year, if your team boss, Tim Edwards, you're going okay. These guys know what they're doing. And they've got a fast car. You know, at the end of the day, motorsport, you need pace, mate. And that's what they've got.
They certainly have. That's the 2017 Supercars Vodafone Gold Coast 600. Saturday, of course, 11:30 till 5:30 p.m. And then Sunday, 12 p.m. till 6 p.m. live and free on the Wynn Network. The great Matt White, thank you so much for your time as always, brother. Have a fantastic weekend, mate.
Good on you, mate. You too. We'll catch up soon.